Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at the sun's approaching trine with Neptune and try to talk about what that might mean, given that today we also have Mercury and Mars getting together in the square with Saturn, something that I've covered the first 2 days of this week already. So that's our agenda for today, and hopefully this is some lighter news and gives us some sense of what mitigating factors are at work, given some of the intensity of the squares between Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. That's what we'll be doing. Before I dive into that, I want to remind all of you that my new course starts on Saturday. You have today, tomorrow, and Friday to still sign up. Go to my website, nightlightastrology.com, if you want to check it out. Courses page, drop-down menu, click on the first year course, and you can learn all about it. It's 2 to 3 hours of classroom content per class, 30 classes over the course of a year. In between units, we also have additional breakout study sessions where you can get tutoring help if you need it. We also have a live forum discussion year round. And in that live forum discussion, you can talk with students as well as our tutoring staff and myself if you have questions about anything that we're studying. There's also tons of bonus lectures, recommended reading and listening, and optional quizzes and flashcards, and really as much or as little as you want. It's all there for you. Also, we have 12 guest lecturers that come in outside of our 30 classes on the year. Everything's recorded. You can attend live or participate remotely at your own pace. So it's a very flexible program. It's also a very deep program and definitely can prepare people to read charts for others and also can just be something that helps you deepen your own study and interest in astrology if it's something of a passion or hobby for you. The early bird payment is available until Friday. So you have today, tomorrow, and Friday to use the early bird payment and save $500 off. Then there is the full tuition with payment plan. And then we also have need-based tuition assistance for people. If for some reason you're late to the party and you decide you want to sign up next week, you could still sign up, but the early bird payment would not be available. It's only for people who sign up and pay in full prior to the start of class. So you get a pretty big break if you do that. And that's the gist of how that works. Need-based tuition assistance. Check that out if for some reason you're hurting financially. We like to make sure that no one is priced out from taking a program. So we try to work with people and whatever their constraints might be or their hardships. So, take a look at that. Maybe it'll help. All right. So I'm also excited to remind people that next week, probably the end of next week, I think probably around 18th or 19th, at the end of next week, I will be launching my Kickstarter. And what I'm doing is for the last 40 days of the calendar year, I fundraise to support this channel and the content creation in the year ahead. Last year, we had 1,366 subscribers who pitched in and donated to support my channel in 2021. I thank you all for doing that. And next year, I'll be looking to gain, hopefully beat that record and gain even more support from my audience here. You guys are all wonderful. I love working for you. And I hope that you'll support me when that Kickstarter launches next week. And there's lots of cool rewards you can get when you donate too. I'll be talking a lot about those and kind of what my process is like and just sharing more about what goes into the creation of all the content and stuff like that. All right. So let's take a look at the real-time clock today. And here we go. So you can see right now that Mercury has just passed over the conjunction to Mars. Yesterday was nice and testy. And also, it was good. Like, I feel like over the past couple of days, and there's still a day or two to come with this, but I feel like my experience of Mercury and Mars and as they're coming into the square with Saturn was a lot of refining of my inner practices and helping me understand things that had been like, you know, when an idea is in gestation and you're like, I'm starting to understand something. I'm getting clear about something, you know, something that my experience has taught me or led me to understand. And then all of a sudden it just becomes crystal clear. It's like it crystallizes and shows itself. Maybe not for long. It'll probably disappear again quickly, but the sense of insights crystallizing and helping me to make some changes and take some important actions. And that's what I have really felt so far with Mercury, Mars, and Saturn, which has been wonderful. It's been a really nice transit. Of course, the Mercury, Mars, Saturn dynamic is hitting my my kids' charts. They got some fixed signs or planets and fixed signs. So they're both homesick from school right now. And it's like a Petri dish, basically. Kids building their immune systems. You guys probably know what that's like if you have kids. So it feels like, you know, every couple of weeks or so, there's someone with a snotty nose for a couple of days. So it's funny to watch the same energies, especially Mars, hitting both my daughter's suns or moons, and they're homesick from school for a couple of days. And it's they're not dealing with anything serious. It's just like a run-of-the-mill cold. But it's just funny to watch how it affects different people. I'm having little crystallized insights. They're wiping boogers. It's all good. So at any rate, so this is the main story, right? We've got Mercury, Mars squaring Saturn. Watch the videos over the last 2 days. I did a long live cast yesterday, live stream, talking about this aspect, going really deep with this aspect as I looked at the I Ching yesterday and tried to ask the I Ching for some insight about this transit. And I think it came back with a really nice response. And hopefully my interpretation of that response was helpful to all of you. And also, on Monday, we broke down the archetypal combinations in a pretty fun way. So look back at those videos to get more of this transit. This is our first quarter moon coming through right now. So I broke all of that down yesterday as well. What I want to do today is talk about the fact that we also have two much more positive, subjectively, like less difficult and potentially frustrating transits than Mercury, Mars, and Saturn in the Sun's trine to Neptune and the Sun's square to Jupiter. So let's walk through these transits and then talk a little bit about them and also try to contextualize them within the dynamics of this lunar cycle and the eclipse that's coming and everything else. So first of all, you're going to see that the Sun is going to go through the trine to Neptune by Friday, November 12th. And then it goes into the square with Jupiter by Monday, November 15th. So that's really nice. It's nice to have those energies coming about. The other thing that's happening by Saturday is at the same time that you're seeing the Sun trine Neptune and square Jupiter, you're also seeing Mercury hit in opposition to Uranus. This is really fun energy, especially coming off from the more intense gear grinding of Mercury, Mars, and Saturn. Because here you're seeing Mercury opposite Uranus, one of the great signs of inventiveness. Like if there was any transit I had to pick that said, if you're stuck and you need like an innovative solution, maybe the solution isn't easy to carry out. Maybe the solution is challenging. Maybe there's some sense of internal tension, but you'll come up with a creative solution. I'd be like, well, I'll take a Uranus opposite Mercury transit in my birth chart, you know, or in the sky. The reason for this is that Mercury was generally associated with inventiveness, and Mercury and Uranus have a lot in common in terms of being fast, adaptable, inventive, somewhat eccentric. Like, you know, Uranus has this weird, kind of tilted on its side, and it is a weird orbit. And Mercury's always going in and out of the underworld, retrograde, and, you know, moves very quickly. So I like these two energies coming together by Saturday of this week as a kind of Promethean light, electricity, heat, inventiveness, problem solving, maybe some aura of defiance, maybe some aura of rebelliousness, you know, the Promethean impulse is also the impulse to steal something from the gods to help humanity, you know? So there's definitely like a trickster rebel in Uranus. I was watching the movie Moana with my girls recently, and I thought, oh, you know, Maui, the trickster shapeshifter god who steals the heart of the sea, or I don't know what he steals something to give it to the people, and it ends up marooning him on an island. It's very Promethean. He's a very Promethean character. He's heroic. He's a titan-like demigod, but he's also he's a trickster, and he's a little bit selfish and defiant to a fault, right? So you have some of those qualities in Uranus as well. Mercury's opposition to them is bringing those inventive electric qualities into real focus here over the weekend. And it's doing so as we also have these very otherworldly and sort of numinous sun aspects going on. The sun trining Neptune, which I would think of as the spirit of enlightenment, the spirit of the enlightenment, the energy of the higher mind, the light of the higher mind, reason in the higher mind, or mystical experience in the higher mind, the sense of inspiration and broad illuminating, you know, wisdom, the subtle, timeless, imaginative, infinite, and romantic qualities paired with those of you know, the kind of the heroic and numinous solar light. So you have action that's being compelled over the next 3 to 4 or 5 days that's sort of defiant, rebellious, innovative, a lot of electric kind of sudden breakthroughs and discovery energy. Could be a little bit polarizing at times, maybe a little bit rebellious, or you know, could cause us to get into some divisiveness with others. Got to be a little bit careful of that. But then you have this simultaneous feeling of like the light pouring down from heaven, like, oh, and the dove coming down and descending with like a little scroll filled with wisdom, sort of sun trine Neptune. It's a very nice aspectual combination, I think. And I like that the sun and Neptune can kind of soften the energy of Mercury and Uranus. Mercury Uranus is, again, I think at its best can help us to break out of some kind of mental trap or cage, or it can liberate us mentally and intellectually. We can start to break out of stubborn mental intellectual habits or perceptions probably aren't serving us. At the same time, you know, again, be careful of the rebelliousness. And then again, sun trines Neptune, this feeling of a broad, vast, deep, subtle understanding of something. Also, the sun trine Neptune motivates action, but in a Neptunian way. So this, remember, this cycle starts off with a lot of like banging the drum of Uranus. There's rebelliousness in the air. But here it's as though the rebelliousness and the innovative impulse is being tied to something subtle, sensitive, romantic, sensible, right? So the ability to communicate something that's very powerful and maybe disruptive to our normal way of thinking, but to do so with grace, there's like a smoothness in the air around this. And I just love it. Now, then the sun gets into the square with Jupiter by Monday. So it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride, because if we go forward to Monday, then here we go. We got the sun moving into the square with Jupiter. And then we have Mars coming through the opposition to Uranus. So we're going to talk about this on Monday. This, now we're moving out. We're moving out of the kind of, I would almost call this like epiphany territory where we are this week. It's a week where there's a lot of like aha moments, and there's this kind of graceful and mystical, you know, all-encompassing romantic energy. And it's rebellious but sensitive at once. And I like that combination. It feels really good to me. Then we get to Monday and it's like, okay, the moon is in Aries, you know, the god of war. The god of war is beating the drum as it's opposing Uranus, Prometheus, the god of revolution. And then the sun is squaring Jupiter, Zeus. So things become much more like triumphant and like muscular and a little bit more forceful and potential for like ego or bravado into next week. So what an interesting turn, you know, there's just such interesting texture between now and the weekend compared to the start of next week and what we're looking at as next week progresses and we go into eclipse territory next week. I think in some ways we might be torn right now between the revolutionary impulse and how it should be delivered. Should it be delivered with you know, the proud beating of the drums and the sense of heroic strength and action and courage and facing opposition and conquering things? Or, you know, is there a way that's more timeless, sensitive, imaginative, subtle, romantic, powerful, but persuasive in a way that is, you know, more gentle and imaginative? So I hope I'm presenting the tensions that I'm seeing adequately, but, you know, it's sometimes I find myself struggling over the words, not surprisingly, as Mercury is square to Saturn today. At any rate, those are the energies that I'm seeing coming through right now. I think one thing that's really nice about these qualities is that the Jupiter element and the Neptune element keep the feeling of hope, inspiration. There's a liftedness and a buoyancy, and even a potential quality of charity or generosity that's there. Mercury, Mars opposite Uranus, square Saturn, those energies tend to be a little bit more, you know, pump you up and give you a knife. you know what I mean? Like they tend to be just a little bit more militaristic in the way that they go about trying to create that revolutionary change. And they're a little bit more rigid and severe and principled and sharp mentally. So I really like that you've got Neptune and Jupiter kind of offering their thoughts, and especially with the sun, which can ennoble us. It can help us tap into higher, more regal elements of our personalities. And that's good. It's like a good balance. Some other things that we'll be looking for in the coming weeks: Venus is gradually moving toward its solstice retrograde with a conjunction to Pluto to start that retrograde in the sign of Capricorn. That should be interesting. That's a really powerful dynamic. And that's taking place all the way through January. And as that takes place, Jupiter's also going to change signs back into Pisces, where we got a brief preview of it over the summer. We also have another eclipse in December. So not to mention, we have Saturn squaring Uranus again in December. So this year is like not messing around in terms of, you know, it's going out with a bang. It's a big finale. There's a lot of powerful astrology in the weeks ahead. I tend to make my most inspired content when the astrology is peaking. You know, I think that's pretty, you know, it's like that when there's more to dig into with transits, I think I tend to make my better content. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I hope you guys are having a very nice day today. It is Mercury's day, Wednesday. So I always like to, this day of the week, I always like to take a look at what's coming by the weekend. So I hope you guys can appreciate this transition that we looked at today, even though really the energy of today is still very much focused on the Mercury Mars conjunction and square to Saturn. So if you're feeling like these energies that you're talking about don't feel present to me yet, that's because they're coming in the next few days and over the weekend. If you are feeling that Mercury, Mars, and Saturn energy, really go back and listen to the videos that I did the last 2 days, because those really addressed what we're dealing with today. And now I'm trying to offer us some juxtaposition with what's coming in the next few days. So at any rate, remember, you have a couple of days left to sign up for my class. It starts on Saturday. I hope to study with some of you guys soon. It should be really fun. A new group of students is coming in during a really interesting time. It's a profound time to study something like astrology, as Saturn and Uranus are making a square, because Saturn Uranus squares suggest profound structural or paradigmatic shifts. It's frankly a good time to have one if you're interested in the paradigm of astrology and bringing it into your mind and heart and letting it sort of shift things for you. So at any rate, that being said, I hope you guys again have a great day, and we will see you again tomorrow. Don't forget, Bhakti Wednesday is tonight. I hope you guys enjoy the talk that I did this evening. All right, that's all. All right, take it easy, everyone. Bye.